My name is Nina Holm Andersen. I work at the homicide section in Oslo, and I've been working there for about 15 years now. We use the method investigative interviewing when we do our interviews. We are having all the homicide cases in Oslo, so that's the cases I investigate. It all happened the 22nd of July in 2011. I was at home in the middle of my vacation when the bomb detonated in Oslo. Breivik killed 8 people by detonating a van bomb in Oslo, and then he shot dead 69 youth in summer camp at the island of Utøya.
And as an investigator, how do you go about talking to someone like that?
I used the method investigative interviewing, as we do in Norway in all our tasks. I prepared the interview with physical, case-related and mental preparations. Because of the extreme situation, it was important to focus on my mental preparations to be able to listen to his explanation about what happened in Oslo and at Utøya. My goal was to establish rapport and to make sure that he felt that he was taken seriously and that I respected his rights as a suspect and also as a human being.
You mentioned this investigative interviewing method. What specifically is that? I mean, is that something different from how you would have operated in previous cases?
When we do the investigative interviews, the key elements are to make sure that the person we interview, including Breivik, experience that we will listen to them, take them seriously, and that I take his legal rights seriously. My experience, and that's important, is that I get more relevant and accurate information when I manage to communicate empathy, not sympathy, to the ones I interview. Before we got investigative interviewing in Norway, we didn't learn much about how to stimulate open mindsets. We learned about formalities and the law, but not how to actually carry out the interview. We didn't learn about open questions, probing, how to avoid confirmation bias, or to test all possible alternative explanations. It was more focused on how to get the suspect to confess.
And what was the experience of using that technique with someone like Anders Breivik? I mean, it must have been a very difficult position to be sitting opposite someone who's killed so many people.
During the interviews with Breivik, he kind of tested me. He said that women are more emotional than men, and that's the reason why women cannot handle extreme situations like men. I didn't give him an answer. I just looked at him and responded with silence. After a while, he replied, "Not all women, of course."
As people knew that he was being investigated, was there any public sentiment as to how things should be? I mean, it must have been a very difficult time in the country.
It was, and in the medias, they had headlines like, this is how the police is going to break him down, and such things. But we didn't do that. We communicated.
What is the value of communicating and being empathetic in your dealings with a terrorist suspect as an investigator?
My experience is that I get more relevant and accurate information when I manage to communicate empathy, not sympathy, to the ones I interview. And my experience to that is we really get lots of information, important information in our tasks in Norway.
I guess that shows why torture is not an effective method of getting information.
No, it's not, because if you are effective, but if the information is false, or you torture and you get information because the person just want to get rid of the pain, or because he's angry or something, then it's worth nothing.
And Nina, why was it important for you to be here at the United Nations to take part in this event?
Because we know that the method is working, and we think of it as a great opportunity to present the concept, investigative interviewing, here in New York, to bring it out to other countries in this system.